everyone. You are listening to Mushtar FM 89.6, and this is Experience the World show. I'm your host, Chris, and today I have company two lovely French girls. Hey, Mathilde.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Alexia.
Hello.
And today's topic will be summer, you know, just chit-chat about the summer.
Okay.
So I want to know, how was your summer?
It was busy and calm at the same time. Like, I traveled a lot. I went to Berlin 2 times, which was really nice. And now I'm kind of addicted. So, yeah, it was really nice. To Prague also. And I also had to manage the radio shows at the same time. So it was, like, very interesting for me because I actually improved a lot when it comes to time management, like how to manage my vacation time and work time. And now I'm like able to manage the two of them, which I wasn't able to do before. So I'm kind of proud of this. And yeah, but if I have to talk about more silly stuff, I would say the weather for me is unbearable. Like in Brittany, it's like 28 degrees, like huge maximum with like cold wind at the same time. And here, like when it's like 36, 35, I'm like, no, it's not possible for me. Like I'm a cold weather person. Like, and yeah, especially during July month, I think it was the worst, the hottest probably month. I had hard time with this. Apart from this, it was perfect.
I think my hottest weather I faced in Malta. When I was in Malta, it was plus 43 degrees. And I was like, gosh, how people live there.
Did you manage to get out
with yes.
this weather? Because like, honestly, already when it's like 30 degrees, 32 degrees, I just stay at home. Because I feel like from the moment I do a step out, it's like I'm having migraines because of when it's hot like this.
I'm kind of explorer, and if you are traveling, you don't have any other time or weather for explore, so it makes me go out.
Yes, also.
Yeah, I was regularly, I don't drink cold coffee, but at that day I went to Starbucks and I offered cold cappuccino, which was terrible, but it was the only way to survive.
And was it a dry heat or was it a humid heat?
It was dry heat, yeah.
Sometimes the humidity you can feel even
worse.
More, yeah,
mm-hmm. I feel like if it's even more difficult to breathe when it's humid, like kind of tropical forest exactly. kind of
yeah, when weather, it's yes. about to rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's harder to breathe and stay outside.
And well, me, I came back to France for my holidays because as a teacher, I had 2 months and a half of holidays. I needed to work during this break month. And I only worked 2 weeks, so I could enjoy also holiday time. I've gone to Pornichet. It's a city on the west coast in the Loire-Atlantique region. And I've been also in the south near Marseille. It was another type also of weather that I could experience. It was very, very warm too. There was wind, so it's okay. And so I did a scout camp in the southern part of France. And I think that's all. I spent also time in my hometown in Bourges. And fortunately, my parents get a swimming pool, so I could also relax in the swimming pool. So it was cool for me.
Cool. My summer was full of traveling. I think every other week I was abroad. And I feel like my summer started in May and it's still summer for me. yeah, I did like about 5 new countries, so I added to my list and it was super cool. And also I've managed to visit some countries where I've been already and visited my friends. So Yeah, it was summer full of adventure. So guys, tell me, is it still summer in your country or it's already autumn? How you count it? Because I know some of the countries, they count summer till the 21st of September.
Yeah, in France, officially, it's the date is 21st of September, right?
Yeah, it's end of September. Yes.
And but I think it depends on what age you are, because for example, I guess like for the children, maybe it's end of summer because they start school again. But for other people, it's the beginning of the summer, because I know for example, some of my friends, they are in holidays now. They have worked during July and August, and now they are on holidays. Like there is less people around.
In France, kids started to go to school 1st of September?
Usually, yes. And for other, I mean, is it the same for every school? I think for primary school, probably, yes. My mother started just the beginning of September. But when it comes to high schools and stuff, I think it can vary. Mm-hmm. Also, depending if it's a public or a private school also.
I think it could start maybe around the 4th of September because it was the Monday 4th. So the first was a Friday. So I don't know if it makes sense to say welcome to your school just one day. Maybe it depends also on your grade. Because when you are starting high school, the first year of high school, for example, you can arrive earlier than the other classes just to have a welcome day, like discover the school, discover the...
Yeah, it was like this for me in high school, I remember. And also, I think in middle school also it was the case. You said that it wasn't making much sense to begin on a Friday. And I think it was, for me, I think almost every year of middle school. Like we were starting on Thursday or Friday, and then we had the weekend off and begin. So I don't know. Maybe it just depends also on the schools.
In Russia, no matter what, school starts at the 1st of September. Even though it's Saturday, I think the only case when we move it to the other day, it's a Sunday. Mm. For example, if the 1st of September is on Sunday, so then we move it to Monday. So any other case, we're going to school and celebrate. I mean, celebrate. I don't think so that we have anybody who like to go to school. So probably just my child perception of the school. I don't know.
No, it's the same for me. Yeah, still now, like when I think about studies.
So you had some trips, right, during the summer. Can you tell me more about the summer adventures that you had?
So, I said it already. I went to Berlin. So it was the very first trip I did. I took 2 weeks off from radio, and I chose Berlin because already I wanted to go there for a long time, and I never managed to do so. And also, I knew I had the possibility to visit one of my German friends there. So initially, she's not from Berlin. She's from Rostock in the north of Germany. But I texted her and she said she could manage. So I was really happy about this. So we spent one day only, unfortunately, together because she had also a part-time job. At a hotel, like she was doing the night shift at the hotel, so she had to go back, unfortunately. But I explored a lot, especially the first few days. Usually what I like to do when I come into a new city is just to wander around the streets, like with no specific goals. I don't like to plan a lot of things the first few days, just like wandering around the streets, just like visualizing the architecture, taking a lot of pictures because, especially the buildings in Berlin, the ones that are kind of Baroque style, I love it. So I took a lot of pictures of this. I tried also a lot of coffee shops because I'm addicted to coffee shops. And I spent, I think, all my salary. Yeah, so when you look in the cashier, like they had all my salary. And I came back from the trip completely broke. So it was, yeah, I think I didn't manage my money too well on this trip. But yeah, apart from this, I saw a lot of museums in Berlin, like the Neues Museum, that has a lot of collections from Middle Ages. And I'm really a huge fan of this type of aesthetic. It's like the proportions of the human body at the time were not on point at all. So it looks kind of creepy visually, but I like creepy looking statues and stuff. So it was like, Middle Ages aesthetic is one of my favorite also. So I went to this museum. It was amazing. And the building also of the Neues Museum is beautiful in itself. I also saw, like the tower. I don't even remember the name of it because I can't even pronounce it. But it's like the very kind of the German Eiffel Tower.
It's a TV tower.
Yeah. So I saw this one and a lot of museums on that. And I could meet with my friend again and that was also nice. She's the one I met in France during my civic service.
Me, I didn't tell it in my summer program, but my girlfriend has come to visit me in France. She's Spanish and it was her first time in France. Like she arrived in Bordeaux. So we visited like 2 days Bordeaux and we have gone to the Pilat Dune. It was amazing. Like I've never been there before. So for me, it was incredible to see this amount of sand in at the same place. And also it was the first time experiencing the Bassin d'Arcachon. And it looks like when the sea is down, if I can say, it looks like the people are walking on the water.
You mean low tide?
Yes, exactly. So it looks like the people are walking on the water, but it's just because it's low. And then we have traveling by car until my hometown and we visited it because she wanted to know about, of course, my hometown. Even if it's not a very touristic place, there is a lot of beautiful houses. I think it's more common in Strasbourg or something like that. But there is also in my town, so we are very proud of it. And the cathedral, of course, the big cathedral and the Jacques Coeur Palace. And then we have just walked around Chambord, which is a very beautiful Loire castle. And I think it's my favorite Loire castle. And we have traveled until Angers. We also visited a little bit of Angers, very little bit, just the city center, because we didn't have a lot of time. She spent only 1 week, but we tried to do everything we could. And we finally spent 3 days in Pornichet and visited the west coast around here with Guérande and the salty, like a salty pool, you know, like to make the salt. So we have seen everything like this. It was a little bit on a rush because I wanted to show her the maximum I could. But it was very amazing. And we had 2 days camping also, like wild camping. So it was very cool also. First experience of camping for her. And we didn't build the tent completely. Like we didn't put it on the ground. So there was rain and the rain come inside the tent.
Oh no.
Yeah, but we just figure it out only in the morning. Like I opened the kind of the bedroom door, zip, and I see all our stuffs were completely wet and we were like, okay, we need to learn about this experience that you need to fix on the ground your tent.
Yeah, anyways. To build it proper.
Yes, exactly. So that's all.
Cool, great. So I will start.
What about you?
I will. I will start from the Nordic countries because they were like first Nordic countries in my life. It was Sweden, Denmark, and Netherlands. They impressed me so much in a level of life, how people live, like how everything is organized for people. Yeah, I was super impressed, and I went to many museums. Also, I had a chance to communicate with locals because I was using couchsurfing, my favorite way to travel. So it was a little bit complicated in Denmark. Almost nobody wanted to host me. I don't know why. Probably it was high tourist season, or I don't know. But still, I found two amazing guys who were hosting me. One of them, he was from Lithuania, and one of them, he was local one. In Netherlands, I was, I don't know, am I allowed to say that? In Netherlands, it's a disclaimer. I've tried it in a country where it's legalized. So it was my first time when I ate a space cake.
Tell us about it.
I already know the story.
Yeah, Matilde knows the story. Yeah. And one more disclaimer, it was awful.
Don't do this at home.
Don't do that at home, or don't do that anywhere. Yeah, just stay away from drugs. Yeah, that will be my advice. Then it was Serbia. We did a trip with Ano, so I also like the Serbia. And now my Balkan map is complete because Serbia was the only country left that I haven't visited in Balkans. So, of course, there are some countries left. But, for example, Kosovo, they are not allowed me to go in because we're not Russia, we don't recognize them as a country, so it's kind of complicated and tricky in the sense of documents. Then I went to Malta for visit my friend. He moved there recently, and it was cool reunion. Yeah, we spent some quite good time together, and he's coming to Budapest in October, so I'm so happy to see him again. And was Romania after Malta. It was spontaneous, quick trip to Romania. To be honest, I don't like it at all. I mean, the way how I get there, but country itself I really like, and I like the cities, but the transportation, that's the only question. So it's terrible, 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 awful. After Romania, when I came from Romania, I had just one day to repack my stuff and be ready for Macedonia. And it was also one of the biggest trip of the summer, Macedonia plus Albania. And I did an amazing hike in Macedonia and an amazing hike in Albania. So the Albanian hike was the purpose of the travel. So, and it worth 100%. So, and yeah, that was the summer. I would like to ask you, what would you choose as a highlight of the summer?
For me, it's very cheesy, but of course it's been 2 months I didn't see my girlfriend, so it was just to see her in the airport. I didn't care where, even if it was anywhere. I was just very happy to see her again and my friends that I haven't seen since 6 months. So very people. Mm-hmm. See my people.
Cool.
For me, I don't know if that's cheesy or not, maybe. I didn't say it, but I also went to Paris and Strasbourg with Chilem, so a Turkish friend I met during the on-arrival meeting that ESC organized for us. So we went in Paris and Strasbourg together, and I took Chilem to my old place in Paris. And this, like, going back to Paris made me so freaking emotional, like really. And I wanted to cry, but I didn't, because at the end of the day I quitted my apartment in Paris in August 2022, so it's just 1 year, and so many things happened in this apartment, so many good memories in there. And when I went back there and I saw the building, I was like, wow. You know, it's like so much way done mentally and also physically, because I traveled a lot. So it's like, yeah, good explosion of good memories coming back. Also in Strasbourg, because I spent 6 months doing my civic service there, and I met a lot of amazing people and same, like so many good memories. So yeah, I would say the trip to Paris, to Paris and Strasbourg, because it just brought back so many good vibes.
My highlight was my first serious hike in Macedonia, because it was first before Albanian hike. I'm thankful that it was before, because it shows me what is this real hike, because we were hiking for 3 hours and we did just 5 kilometers because the height was 2,400 meters and we were carrying like the whole stuff, the whole equipment with us. And the most interesting stuff according to this hike, that I was hiking with complete strangers and I agreed to do this hike 1 day before my flight. So just random guy from Couchsurfing wrote me, like, he, his friends and a group of like around 50 people, they're going to do hiking because of meteorite rain. So they wanted to see this meteorite rain. And I was like, of course I'm down. Because these days they were unplanned. And yeah, I like hiking, I like camping. But I didn't expect it will be that hard, so but no regrets. It was cool. So first day we climbed in 2,400, and the next day we climbed few kilometers more in few peaks. I get lost in there. It was a lot of clouds. It was freezing a lot, and when I realized like nobody in front of me and nobody is behind me, I was like so scary. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? But then after like 5 minutes, the guide shows up. Yeah, and he guide me till some point, and I haven't make till the last point, but I was super satisfied with my work that I have done already.
And sorry, were you camping so during these days?
Yeah, first day we just arrived to the point and we settled the camp. And then in the second day, we started to climb till the next point. And at the same day, in the second day, we went back to the town. So yeah, that was the highlight. But also I can put to the highlight another hiking in Albania, because it was incredibly beautiful. It was not that hard as first one. It was chill hiking. But it took 10 hours to do.
Wow. Yeah. 10 hours. Jesus Christ.
But it was super chill, really. Super chill hike.
Super chill. It wasn't stiff.
No, not really. The height, the maximum height was 1,800. And then we went back.
Okay.
Yeah. So what moment would you like to repeat again in next summer, but besides the highlight?
Well, my sister get married also this summer, so I would like to repeat this event, but of course it's not possible. So that's why I think it makes me think I want to repeat it, because I know it's impossible, you know.
I think for me it would be, it hasn't to do with my trips, it would be the youth exchange. Because I lost my voice, like completely, I couldn't talk at all. And I got back my voice the last day of this week of youth exchange. So, and I really like the people there, like really. And I wish I could have like connected more with them, but it was impossible. Like, and I don't know sign language, so, and them neither. So yeah, I would say that. Just repeat this youth exchange.
With voice.
with voice, yes.
I think my point also connected to youth exchange, because it was new experience for me in a sense of using English language for communication, because I have done this kind of things before, but in this environment I did that for first time. Raymond invited me to participate in youth exchange as a facilitator with him, and it was incredible, because I understand that I capable of doing same things in a different language.
Hear it, Raymond, hear it.
If this summer was a taste, what taste it would be?
for me it would be gold kiwi. Do you know gold kiwi? There is the green one and there is the yellow one. It's a specific type of kiwi, a fruit. So yeah, it would be gold kiwi because it has kind of a tiny acid taste, but also very sweet. So it's like pleasant taste, but also with things that you don't expect, you know? So it's kind of definition of my summer.
I think for me, it would taste like a tiramisu because during my scout camp, one group of the children has done a very delicious tiramisu that I will never forget about. It was a coffee one and it was amazing. Even if it is my favorite dessert, and during the cooking challenge they did a tiramisu, so in my heart they win.
Now when you started to speak about the desserts, I remember Mario cooked cheesecake. And we ate this cheesecake in the balcony. It was right before some of my trips. And it was last, at that time, it was last morning with them, with the whole family, Krstice family. It was perfect. We were sitting in the balcony eating this cheesecake, and cheesecake was incredibly good. And also around us were our tomatoes, which were at that moment, even without the flowers, but nowadays it's real tomatoes and I use them for cook the salad. But also I wanted to say watermelon because Anna is addicted to watermelons and we buy them quite often. Yeah, that's all these tastes, they are connected with my little Krtuce family. Have you tried something new in this summer?
Yes, for me it was... besides the travel I did to come from France to Hungary to do this volunteering, I never planned trips on my own. It was always family trips. Like I went to Ireland, UK, Wales, Italy, it was a school trip, Spain, it was a school trip also. So it was always, I was always with someone and I couldn't rely on myself. I was never always good at organization, especially when you have, you know, to organize a whole schedule for trips, find the accommodation, watch for your pocket money, stuff like this. It's something that I never did before this year, actually, when I think about it. So, yeah, I'm not saying I managed everything well, because as I said, I ended up broke after the trip to Berlin and Prague. So it wasn't perfect, but at least I arrived alive to Berlin and Prague, and I came back also alive to Hungary, which I think is a good point.
Already enough.
Yeah. So it was still like something that I never did before.
For me, it's new. Because I worked with my old work team in France, but in a new environment. Usually I used to work with this team only at school and during free time. But during 1 week, 5 days, 5 working days, I was working in an entertainment center. So it was very new for me, but with an old team. So they could help me also to know where were the craft ideas thing, or even the food for the children for the break time or something like that. And there was also new colleagues that were very amazing, like very young. They were 17 years old or something like that. But we needed this kind of fresh people, you know, to animate and to entertain the children. That was amazing.
For me, it was a super funny moment. I have been in a salsa class in Budapest, and the class was in Hungarian.
Oh.
Other challenge.
Yes, already salsa itself, okay? But like salsa in Hungarian is... It's interesting.
True.
First, it was like a torture. It was, I mean, it was weird, funny at the same time. I arrived, the friend of mine, he took me to the class, and was they were beginners, and I also, I don't have a level or something like this, I just know the basic of salsa. And the only way to pick up the steps is just watch the teacher, because she, even she's explaining, you don't understand what is she explaining. So, and once I was like, I was trying to repeat, and I couldn't repeat still. And then the trainer is arrived to me and said like something in Hungarian. He started to explain in Hungarian, and I was like, I don't speak Hungarian at all. He was like frozen for a second, and then he was like, excellent.
Weird.
With that intonation, like, what are you doing here? Are you crazy?
Like, embarrassing moment.
And you know, in salsa they have like it's called rueda, when guys they are staying in a circle and women they are traveling from guy to guy for practice the movements. So when I arrived to the new partner, I started to explain like I don't speak Hungarian, because they try to speak with me in Hungarian. And after that explanation, some of them, they started to speak English. It wasn't the problem. Some of them, they didn't, but it was okay. But rueda was quite huge, you know, and even some men, they were staying and waiting for the partner. They were like empty. And it was like circle about 20 people. And I was like so tired at the end to explain to everybody that I don't speak Hungarian. Because they were trying to help me to understand, and I appreciate it. So I arrived to grandpa. It was like grandpa, you know. And I started to laugh like crazy, because I already said like 20 times, like, I don't speak Hungarian. And now I was like, okay, I will explain one more time. I don't speak Hungarian. And what? This grandpa probably don't even understand this sentence.
The sentence you said in Hungarian.
No. I was, at that time, I was saying this in English, in English. I don't speak Hungarian. So he wouldn't even able to understand this. I was like, what's the point to explain him something? Let's just try to dance, you know. I was laughing in that sense, like I couldn't even move, you know, started to dance with him. He was like, what happened? He didn't understand what happened. And then I was like, I stopped to laugh and said in English, I don't speak Hungarian. And in that moment, in a pure English, he started to explain me how to dance.
He spoke a perfect English.
He spoke perfect English. And I swear, girls, he was the best explainer ever out of this 20. Can you imagine?
So after 20 guys, you finally find out one who speaks English. Wow.
And I think he was a dancer. He was moving professionally and he was explaining in that way that I understood everything.
But he wasn't English native. He was really Hungarian.
Yeah, just speaking good. He was Hungarian, okay. Yeah. Wow. That was kind of new for me.
Yeah, it sounds unexpected.
Yeah. So, the autumn is coming, and I would like to offer you to do a bucket list for the autumn. So, what would you like to do to make this autumn memorable? Okay, I will start. In autumn, I really like to bake something, and it can be cinnabons with a lot of cinnamon and some cream on it. So, and also spicy pumpkin latte, or kind of hot chocolate can be, or glühwein. That's my glühwein. It's like a hot wine.
Oh, okay.
Or kind of punsch, which gives you like warm feelings. It can be with alcohol. It can be without alcohol. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but these things, they make me feel autumn. Also, I like the process of cooking, because you can invite some friends, can do that alone, wherever. You can cook and then invite friends. You can chit-chat with them, watch movie or walk, because you can put this punsch in some in some cup and take a walk in the forest, yeah, and pick up the leaves.
I guess for me it would be to go out more, since the weather is going to get colder. I think it will be way more enjoyable for me, and also the new landscapes, like when the leaves are falling down and the trees are getting like this kind of red orange-ish color. I think it's also really beautiful. So yeah, go out more. Hopefully I will start also hiking more, like also maybe going to other cities in Hungary, like Tokaj. I never went there. I want to go back to Eger too. So these two things, and also related to cooking, to cook more vegetables, because I don't eat vegetables at all.
Dry tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. I will tomatoes and broccoli also. I love this this veggie. Ah yes, and also with my friend, Turkish friend Çilem, we have a project of doing a kid book, because she's a librarian. She's specialized in kid books. So she wants to write. She will do the writing part and I will do the illustration. So we also had this project. So I'm looking forward for this too. That would be my bucket list.
Cool. Wow, so nice project. Okay. Me, I hope I could travel more in Hungary, because even if it's my second year, last year I didn't take time to travel in Hungary. So I visited a little bit the region here, or some big cities as Szeged or even Eger, that is not that big but very famous, and Budapest. But I hope I can go, I would like to go to Győr or even in Pécs. I didn't visit it and I really want to. I would like also to travel to Italy, because I want to continue the summer, a never-ending story with the summer. And when it's going to be the season, I would like to buy some pumpkin or zucchinis, and with the, you know, this weird shape. So I would like to do some autumn decoration, even if I'm not this kind of person, but well, I will try, little challenge. And I would like to do a movie marathon, but I still don't know in what. Disney movie marathon, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
You can do the three of them.
Yeah, I can do
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, of course. So I think I will do a movie marathon. Maybe I will invite you guys. And I would like to print the beautiful picture of this summer and try to collect in one album. That's also one of my challenge for autumn.
So, guys, thank you for this discussion. It was nice. It was nice to refresh some good moments of the summer. And I hope we gave some ideas to our listeners what to do in autumn. It was great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you for the invitation. It was really nice.
You were listening to Mushtar FM 89.6. It was Experience the World Show, and I'm your host, Chris. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sziasztok.